Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right.
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Hey. Somebody just texted in that they, and don't take my word for it, that the races at I-70 are both days are sold out. Now, I'm not telling anyone to not check, because God forbid it they not be sold out, and I say that.
Yeah.
But somebody texted said it's sold out both days. That's interesting, man. We'll see. I don't know if that's true, but you guys might want to check. All right, buddy. What do we got? I see Veronica and Monica and Nicole, Eli, Steve, and Zach. So it looks like we can do this. We'll start with the guys. Hey, Zach, welcome to the show.
Hey, Johnny.
What's your story, Zach?
Oh, I'm 31 years old. I've got a girlfriend, and I've got a few toys. Got some C-rings and one of them sleeve thingies. Nothing too crazy.
A lot more guys have sleeves than I thought. Would honestly. Now I'm like, man, if I've been, and I've never even had a C-ring. I saw the vibrating ones, and I thought to myself, dude, if that feels any better than a vagina, I don't need any help with that part. Like,
maybe time to revisit.
I need something that every once in a while shocks me or slaps me one. You know what I mean? Like, if it feels any better, I'll never even get to the bottom of it. Like,
yeah, you got to watch out with the steering. Sometimes it's like, I don't know, it's like twisting the bottom of a balloon. You got to be careful.
See, now, I'm okay with that part. Like, I every once in a while, I need something. Like, you know, I started thinking, you know, I can only have so many terrible thoughts inside my head, you know, injured American soldiers, animal cruelty, that kind of a thing. So, all right, you're going to play. All right. Zach is on. Let's get Steve. Steve, welcome to the show.
Yeah, Steve, I'm 48, married. I've got a auto stroker. Wife's got most of the toys, you know, ropes, the mistress, womanizer, you know, all the high-end toys.
Hey, listen, Steve, you that auto stroker, did you win that from us or buy it?
I won it from you.
Yeah, by the way, you sound either a little drinky-drinky or you've already been in the weed.
I just got off work.
So you're having a couple? That's good for you. It's time to have a couple before you go to bed. You're going to stay with us? You're going to be all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. So Zach, and then Steve, you stay there because I got to get Eli on. Eli, welcome to Adult Toy Price is Right.
Hey, I'm 24, or just turned 25, actually, and then I have a few C-rings, and then I gave all my vibrating toys and stuff like that to my ex when she left.
Right. So, by the way, here's a question for you. What's the difference between one C-ring and another C-ring?
They have different sizes to go around either your scrotum, the tip of your head, or the bottom of your shaft.
Hold on. You wear those things on the end of your penis?
Yeah.
Like a necklace?
Yep, like a choker.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it, but it would be like, you know, if it was I'm just trying to correlate.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking more belt, not so much necklace.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
You know what? Knowing's half the battle. All right. All right, then. Eli, Steve, Zach, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the gentleman, our item up for bid today, and it's a...
Big...
Ticket...
Item!
Oh, yeah! It's the Optimum Power Elite Pro Stroker!
I'm a professional. This is what I do.
I masturbate a lot.
From California Exotic Novelty. Fellas, the Optimum Power Elite Pro Stroker puts full control in your hands. 7 powerful functions of vibration. Triple motors. USB rechargeable and waterproof. Plus, its memory chip allows you to resume on the last function used.
Memories of my favorite fappings.
That tickles me in a way that if Loretta tickled me in that way, I'd say, oh yeah, that's nice. That's the spot.
Added ticklers for extreme excitement. Handheld for maximum control. A security travel lock feature. And is uniquely textured for added stimulation. And did I mention?
This is big.
Big. Big.
This is
big.
Ticket item. It's the Optimum Power Elite Pro Stroker from California Exotic Novelties. It's a big ticket item, and it can be yours, fellas.
If the price is right.
This is, let me open the box here. Cal Exotics, which always is a big ticket. Always packaged well. So, oh, this is a weird one. So, it kind of looks like Boba Fett's helmet.
Yeah.
Like a thin version of Boba Fett. Like if you took Boba Fett's helmet and stretched it.
Mm-hmm.
See how it's got a little open in the
yep.
side there, the front, and then the doodad in there?
I see it.
So, obviously I can figure that out. So, what makes it special besides the... Jacking off with Boba Fett.
Here's the power button right here.
Uh-huh.
Hold it for a second. Okay, and now hit the different vibrating button above that.
Oh, I see. And then what are those doodads?
Well, these are little C rings that you can use.
And those are okay.
Yeah, that you can use along with them.
So I feel like a weird version of Vi.
It's quite the melody.
Close Encounters. yeah. Dude, now all I see is Boba Fett. You have to take it away. Like, it was very nice. Silicone. It's got the C-ring. It's got the buzzy deal. It charges up. It's got a little USB charger. Comes in a very nice package. And it is made by Cal Exotic. So, you know, it has to be good. Zach, you're going to start the bidding.
Oh, dang, Johnny. That sounds scary on the table there. I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to say
$79.99. Okay, $79.99. Steve.
I'm going to go with $229.
All right. And finally, Eli.
I'm going to go with $89.99.
The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price,
$127.99.
Oh, Eli. Oh. Stick your ding-dong in it, Eli. Eli. Have you ever had anything like this, Eli?
Not the power strokers. I've had the pockets before, but I've done my research on them. The only reason I've never bought them is because I just didn't feel like spending that kind of money.
Well, look, it's all free for you today.
Oh, sounds amazing.
Look at you, Eli. All right. You a big Star Wars fan?
I am, actually. I was dying when you said that.
Yeah, you're going to see Boba Fett when you do this. There's no way around that part. All right, hold on. You stay right there. All right. Steve, you went high, which I respected, but, man, you really went out of the park.
Yeah. I said big, big, big.
You're not driving anywhere, are you, Steve?
No.
Nope. Bad idea. All right, you stay right there. Hammered.
I like him.
No, he's a third shift guy, so I get it.
This is happy hour.
Hammered. All right, we need one more girl. What happened to our... We lost Monica. We had Veronica and Monica, I remember, because they were...
Yeah, I lost Monica, and I'm trying to call the number back. It goes
Bish,
to voicemail.
What are you doing? All right, well, let me talk to the other two first, and we have room for one girl. All right. Veronica, welcome to the show.
Hey, my name's Veronica. I'm 24. I've got some vibrators, some dildos, and a couple bullets.
Now, 24, that's a pretty good arsenal of toys. What got you into the toys?
I mean, I'm just single, and I think I just kind of like staying single because guys suck. So I just do it myself.
Listen, I can't. There's no way I can disagree with you. Guaranteed orgasm, no talking, none of the stupid guy stuff. Nobody's peeing on your toilet seat or leaving their clothes around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I get it. I get it, Veronica. You know what? This is why girls switch to girls.
I mean, yeah, I could see that.
Have you been with a girl?
Yes and no. I mean, I've never dated a girl, but I mean, I've kind of, you know, experimented a little bit.
Listen, I can tell you, I've dated them, and they're great. They smell nice. They kiss good. They're fun to snuggle up with. They do stuff for you. They have nice feelings. It's way better than guys.
Yeah, for sure.
I've told T that for years. All right, you're going to play. You stay right there, Miss Veronica.
All righty.
By the way, how often do we masturbate at 24 and when we're solo?
At 24? Yeah. All the time.
Every day?
Mostly, yeah.
Dang. That's awesome.
She's really good with time management.
Really, really good. You really are good with time management. Would you say you're a morning or your afternoon or nighttime masturbator?
Sometimes morning, sometimes like after work if I'm had a bad day or
right.
And then before bed if I'm
porn or no porn?
Both.
Yep. What kind of porn?
Usually lesbian.
Isn't it crazy? Almost all girls watch lesbian porn, whether or not they're lesbian or not.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
A lot of my friends watch lesbian porn too, and I kind of thought I was maybe the only one.
No, I've talked to a bunch of girls about this. Every time you just think about it, they're like, I don't even want to look at you in porn, you disgusting guy.
Even in my own time.
Yes, I get it. Good. I get it. Look, I hate us too. All right. You stay right there, Miss Veronica. You're going to play. I got to get, oh, she's back. Veronica and Monica. Monica, what's wrong with your phone?
My phone does not like me most days, but my name is Monica. I'm 35, been married almost 11 years, and I have a little bit of everything. I have vibrators, I have butt plugs, I have dildos. Sometimes I like to use them all at once. I have clamps, I have ropes, I have all of it.
So, the ropes, that's the second time I've heard that today, Monica. And do you want to be tied up? Or you tie people up? What's the story?
A little bit of both.
And so, Tell me, what's the story with the ropes? Like, because I've seen there's tie you up, and then there's a whole nother weird thing. Sorry for saying weird, because it's fine. You're an adult, but you know, we're like, you're really bound. Like, you're really like tied up in a lot of different weird, like super duper ultra Boy Scout knots.
There's nothing quite as much fun as being able to sit back and just enjoy while somebody else does all the work.
Oh, I've dated that girl, and I didn't need a rope. Jesus Christ, man. She laid there. She never did a goddamn thing. Maybe they were invisible ropes I didn't know about. All right, do you do that thing where, like, it always looks so painful to me, where they wrap a breast individually with the rope?
I've had somebody try that, but it's hard to find somebody who's really good at it.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want that. I don't even want to do that. It looks too, like, I don't want to hurt anybody. You know what I mean?
Understood.
All right. And as far as the ass play, when did we get into that?
I mean, I started getting into it when I was 17, but
well, who are these people? It. Who are these people? Where were they? Oh my! Like
they were prioritizing.
Jesus, God Almighty! How did they all slip through my fingers?
They were our neighborhood people.
They were not our neighborhood. They were people. Not our neighborhood people. The chronic masturbating butt chicks. Like, where was that when I was from? I'm over there negotiating hand jobs.
You were in the wrong high school parking lot.
Yes, I was. Yes. All right, Monica, you're going to play. Veronica, you're going to play. Now, Nicole. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Nicole. I'm 33. I'm getting married this summer, and I have lots of fun toys. But my favorite I just got recently, it's the Lush 3. Ladies out there, if you don't already have the Lush 3, go out and get it now. It's worth every single penny.
See, now I have to sidetrack myself because you said that, and I have to Google it because I got to know what it is.
It is like a vibrator. And it can get connected to your phone or your partner's phone.
Oh, yeah.
And you can control the different vibrations or the speeds. You can hook it up to, like, music or just the sounds in the room.
It has changed my life.
It has changed my life. My name is Nicole, and I'm in love with the Lush 3. I may not be getting married in summertime. This is one of those ones that's an inside-outside.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It's like you got to think of it like I don't want to say like a chip clip, but you know what I mean.
I know.
Almost clampish. And then so it hits your G-spot and your clitoris, and then you can control it from a phone or somebody else can. So
sounds real nice.
So how does this – where does this phone play come into a – into the show? Like, where are you doing this when you're out at dinner?
Well, we haven't had that long, and because of COVID, we haven't really played outside of the house, but we have gone on car rides that have been a lot of fun.
Wow. And do you wear your jeans, everything, panties, everything?
Yeah, I wear my clothes, and then eventually the clothes come off.
Have you ever had it in position but forgotten it was there, and then it got turned on?
That has not happened yet, but I could definitely see that happening.
See, that would be the best. I'd be like, oh my God, she's at a funeral.
Oh my God.
Just trying to, you know, keep the day light. All right, Nicole, Monica, Veronica, the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price not going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today, and it's a big ticket item, is the King Plus 8-inch triple density dong with
realistic swinging balls,
soft outside, hard inside,
a powerful suction cup base that's harness compatible,
and for even more realism, it has
realistic swinging balls.
Because that's apparently what you ladies want. It's for us to take the least attractive part of our body and make it more realistic for you.
Feel your balls slap back and forth, Michael Bolton. Feel your balls slap back and forth, Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton has nothing to do with this, but I just like the next line.
I smell your pheromones coming out your BB hole. I know you're excited. Let's get the crowd ignited.
And you know what you're excited for, right, ladies?
Realistic swinging balls.
No, you're not. It's the King Plus 8-inch triple density dong with swinging balls. It's a big ticket item, and it could be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
That was magic.
I know. I got to see it now, man. Jesus Christ, you've outdone yourself on this one.
All right.
That's a big dong. And then,
oh my.
So they're, yeah, no, they like.
Somebody's getting slapped.
Yeah, no, those ones are like. Is it? No, those are really, from the top, they're going to hit you in the butt. They're going to hit you in the ass. Like a
bottle.
Like,
but that's safe.
They're like.
That's something. Everything about that is something.
Okay. Oh, on your chin.
Oh, boy.
Come on, man.
That's familiar.
Is it powdery?
I know. They smell like your dad.
Does it have dildo dust?
Oh.
Dildo
dust.
So it's dust. Yeah, no, it's. That's a big suction cup.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Kind of needs to be.
Check the girth there. Go ahead.
Honestly, you're getting the whole deal, ladies.
That's my goodness. That's a very high quality.
That's high quality.
Penis.
It's you see the veins? Look closely under the light.
Oh boy.
You didn't notice that.
Oh boy. Yep. Looks like a Rand McNally man. Yeah. And I would
it's
say,
like clackers.
What age would you put that?
Probably about 38.
All right. Now listen, it's a big ticket item. So Veronica, are you a fan of the suction cup dildos?
I actually have one.
Mm-hmm. Does it have swinging bowels?
No.
There you go. All right. Let's. What would you pay for such an item?
I'm just gonna shoot for $129.99.
Hey, who's making that noise so much? Monica, is that your phone?
I'm sitting in a Quick Trip parking lot, so maybe.
Okay, you're fine. Well, now listen, this has got swinging balls. It's a very realistic high ticket item. What would you bid?
Is it high ticket or high ticket?
I don't know because I don't hear the price until you do. And so Greg already did it. I don't know. He said big ticket item.
Okay. Let's go 150.
150 for Monica. And finally, young Nicole. Getting married, aren't you?
Yes, I am. What was the first bid? I couldn't hear it.
It was 129. Then it went to 150. By the way, why are we getting married, Monica?
Because Honestly, like, we're in love, obviously. We've been together for 14 years.
Good, good.
But there's just a lot of benefits you get with being somebody long-term as, like, getting married.
But aren't you
like
kind
that.
Of already married?
Yes, basically, yes. Yeah. Really, a piece of paper is not going to change anything at all.
Well, until just, like, someone takes half your stuff.
She needs health care.
That's health care.
Get a job.
Like, if people, one of us dies in the house, and there's just a lot of
will.
Legal things.
Listen, I already made out my little piece of paper. It says she gets all the black T-shirts and my weird stuff in the living room. All right. I get you. I'm glad you're in love, too, by the way. Nicole, Monica, thanks. Veronica. By the way, what are you going to bid, Nicole?
160.
I see what you did. Let's see if it pays off. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price,
$115.99.
Oh.
Three-way overbid, but chronic masturbator Veronica is going to sit on this today. How about you, Veronica?
I'm here. Sorry.
Did you even hear that you won, you crazy bish?
I did.
Get excited. Trust me.
She's a chronic masturbator. I thought for sure. Yeah. I was like, man, she's going to be the one that wants this.
I didn't think I was going to win it, honestly. I never won anything.
Is it the balls that you don't want? You want me to give it to somebody else?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we've decided I don't like men anymore, right?
Listen,
this might sway you back.
I used to have a girl that I would occasionally, it was like friends with benefits. And I like her. I still like her very much. But she's definitely a lesbian. And I even knew that at the time. She was eventually going to get to that place in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, I go, listen, I know you. You have a bunch of dildo wiener-shaped toys. So explain to me the whole lesbian thing. She just goes, hey, you don't get it. It's not your penis. It's everything around your penis that I don't like about men.
Ding, ding, ding.
And I'm like, dang. That was too much truth, friend.
I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I understood. Truly, clearly, and absolutely understood. All right, Dad, would you like to keep this, my masturbating friend?
Yeah, I'll give it a ride.
I feel like we got to a weird spot there, Veronica.
No.
All right, you stay right there. Good luck with this. Send photos.
Thank you.
All right. Monica, I'm so sorry.
That's quite all right.
All right, listen, do you want to go to the races? I'm out of those. I can send you to fight night.
Not particularly.
You don't want to see people punch each other?
Not really.
All right. How about, I have T-shirts that have bad words on them.
T-shirts work. If I want to watch people beat the snot out of each other, I'd go to a family reunion.
I know. I totally get it. All right. Listen, you hold on. Let me see what whatever I can find, I'm going to have Jake give you, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet, sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you. Nicole?
Yes?
Would you like to go to the fights?
Do you have the tattoo convention tickets, maybe?
I don't have them yet. Do we have any yet?
Not yet.
All I can do, T, you want to get a phone number? If I get some, I'll give you some. If not, I'll hook you up with something else.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, and congratulations on getting married. When are we getting married?
July 14th.
And here in Kansas City?
Glacier National Park.
Oh, nice. I've been there. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You're costing your dad a little money, aren't you?
Well, nope. I am an independent woman. We're doing it on our own.
All right. Is anybody else going to go or just you two?
Nope, just the two of us.
Even better. You're not forcing this crap on others.
Exactly.
I love you.
Good girl.
Thanks.
You're cool. You know what? That's how you get along with someone for 14 years.
Yep. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's nice. All right. Good for you. All right. Have a good time. Be very careful. Don't get eaten by a bear.
I'll try not to.
All right. Stay there. See, now that is, by the way. Have you ever had those friends that have destination weddings? They're like, of course you're going. I'm like, no, I'm not.
If it's here, I don't want to go. God help me, I have to get and pay my travels to go see you get married somewhere else.
See, Big E, when he got married, you know, because she had to have, like, the holy ass. I mean, I don't know the money that was spent.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't his.
It's gone.
Well, I can tell you, destination wedding, like 30 or 40, and then a ginormous Italian reception here. We didn't know each other then, she and I, and he had to explain to her why one of his best friends, like, no, he just doesn't go to these things. I was like, hey, put some of those wedding cookies in a bag for me, though.
Yeah, you think you can freeze those?
I like those Dago wedding cookies.
It really is. Between that and the St. Joseph's table, call me when it happens.
Right?
Yeah.
It's true.